Some of the very first scholars to visit Southeast Alaska were naturalists. Anthropologists and ethnographers were not far behind. Those early researchers documented Alaska's indigenous cultures and how they survived and thrived in adverse conditions. Karen Hebert is an anthropologist at Yale University. She's still interested in how we're coping with adversity.
Alaskan communities face a whole range of really important resource issues, especially on Alaskan coasts. But there's also a lot that's already underway here by region residents in both Southwest and Southeast Alaska to tackle the issues that people feel are most important for the future.
Hebert spent much of the summer in the Bristol Bay area conducting interviews. Her collaborators have been working in Southeast in Sitka and Hoonah. They're examining the parallels between the two regions as they confront mining, fisheries, and timber issues. This is year one of a 3-year study. Hebert and her team are not working from the sidelines. In this project, cultural anthropology and ethnography are hands-on.
Which is really trying to understand people's ideas from their own perspectives, how they come to see the world the way they do, why they feel certain issues are important. And we get at that by trying to attend community meetings and interact with people in normal everyday settings, get a sense of what people talk about when we're not driving the questions, even though everyone will, of course, know we're researchers. And also sit down and really have pretty in-depth and extended semi-structured interviews so we can find out what kinds of work and involvement they've done, what their perspectives are, and why they come to hold the views they do.
The study is called Confronting Resource Concerns in Coastal Alaska. Hebert says she'll focus on the connection between fisheries and other marine resources and what happens on land.
It's never just the fish.
Danielle Dinovelli-Lang is an anthropologist from Carleton University in Ottawa.
It's something deeper and bigger, and that's about how people and things relate to each other.
Dinovelli-Lang came to the project after doing her dissertation work in the village of Hoonah. She says she was looking for the most central issue to people's lives in the community, the issue that shaped most all other issues. It turned out to be subsistence. Dinovelli-Lang is lending her expertise in subsistence to this project.
The U.S. government has this sort of vast subsistence management program. That's something that if you're not Alaskan is just like totally crazy and mysterious. So understanding why it would be so important to the government at that level, why it's so important to the state, why it's so important to individual people, and how that plays out throughout this region.
The third collaborator in the study is Yale School of Forestry graduate student Taylor Reese. She brings an interest in terrestrial resources to the study and corrals subjects to interview.
An assortment of everyone, really, from people involved in all the major kind of resource concern organizations, from ALPHA and SES to the broader organizations, including TNC and TU.
That's the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Sitka Conservation Society, the Nature Conservancy, and Trout Unlimited. But anyone is a candidate.
We're talking to fishermen and loggers and community members, ones that are really rooted in the subsistence culture and the natural resources, and ones that aren't necessarily.
The three will be back next year for another round of interviews in both Southeast and Bristol Bay. The third year will be for analysis and conclusions. Hebert knows a lot of academic work has been done demonstrating that these areas of Alaska are vulnerable to changes in the environment and the availability of resources. But we also have a distinctive capacity to form coalitions to promote sustainability. How we survive and thrive is not only important for us to understand, but it also may be a lesson for others.
This region probably has a lot to teach coastal communities across the world that are confronting similar concerns.
In addition to contemporary interviews, Hebert is also working with a Sitka Maritime Heritage Society oral history project looking at resource problems over time. Her work is funded by the National Science Foundation and based out of the Sitka Sound Science Center. But Hebert, Dinovelli-Lang, and Reese are most often in the field. To get in touch with the team, Hebert suggests connecting with local Sitka intern, Alaire Huey. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.